Hello friends,
welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. In earlier episodes, we have discussed about random experiments, sample spaces, events, and their algebra. In our day-to-day life, many words and phrases are used to describe chances of occurrence of events. Probability theory helps us in quantifying these chances of occurrence or non-occurrence of the events. We know that if the total number of outcomes for an event are known, then probability of an event can be assigned. Let's assume that S is the sample space for a random experiment. Probability of any event is always greater than or equal to zero. Also, the probability of the whole of the sample space, or you can say the probability for a sure event, is always equal to 1. For two mutually exclusive events, E and F, which are associated with the sample space S, it means that E and F do not have anything in common. In this case, the probability of the union of E and F is given by probability E union probability F, or the sum total of the two probabilities. Suppose we throw a fair die. Let E be the event of all the odd numbers on the die, that is 1, 3 or 5. Let's take F as the event of getting all the even numbers on the die, that is getting a 2 or 4 or a 6. In this case, the probability of E union F is given by probability E added to the probability of F. Because the two events do not have anything in common at all. Suppose a sample space has n outcomes, namely A1, A2, A3, going on till AN. Then the probability of any of those AIs occurring is lying in between 0 and 1. Both the values 0 and 1 are included here. Now the probability of A1 plus A2 plus the probability for A3 going on till AN is always equal to 1. That is the sum total of the probabilities in any context is always equal to 1. Now assume that a sample space is given to us and there are n outcomes or the different probabilities which have been given in a tabular form. How can we verify that this table is the correct one? First of all, we have to check that the probabilities assigned to each outcome are valid. What exactly does that mean? Theoretically or axiomatically? It means that firstly, each value assigned should be positive and less than 1. Secondly, it also means that the sum total of the probabilities should be exactly 1. Nothing less, nothing more, just 1. How do we check or verify that a given probability distribution table is correct? If there is any value of probability which is negative, it makes the probability distribution invalid, because no value of probability can be less than 0. Similarly, if there is a value which is more than 1, like an improper fraction, 3 by 2, 5 by 4, etc. That also makes the distribution invalid or incorrect. So it's important for us to verify both the conditions to check any probability distribution for being a correct one. Now take a few examples yourself and verify it. Keep learning, my dear friends, and take care of yourself.